The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour is live. We appreciate you being here. A lot of great guests and one more to go. Blake Topmeyer from USA Today. A lot of comments that will get your attention, and including one about Kirby Smart and the new direction in the SEC. The SEC West reign is finished, and Georgia can prove it. Blake joins us. Blake, thanks for the call. Let's start there. A lot of other things to talk about, but we're a couple of days away from Georgia playing for the SEC championship. Give us your thought process on this significant paradigm shift.
Yeah, I think this is the most lopsided SEC championship matchup, Paul, since I believe it was 2016 when Alabama just destroyed a 9-4 Florida team. And I think it's a reflection of the reality in the SEC this year. The East is better than the West. This season, the record backs that up. The East went 8-6 in crossover games. I think that's soon to be 9-6 after this SEC championship. And I do credit LSU, because LSU took advantage of a down year in the West to get to Atlanta. But I think anytime you have Auburn down like they were this year, Texas A&M down, Alabama not functioning at its best. That's a reflection of, you know, the SEC West is a paper tiger this year. The East rised up, and I think Georgia's going to prove that not only are they the strongest team in the conference, they might be the strongest team in the country, and that they reside in the stronger division in the conference right now.
Blake Topmeyer with us, USA Today. Blake, it has been a busy week in the SEC on the coaching carousel. It's the one we've been waiting for. The two names that we began with is really how it ended with Hugh Freeze being hired. Your overall thoughts on that and what it means?
Well, I think it's a big-time hire for Auburn that makes their program suddenly relevant again. I mean, in so much as one hire can do that, I think this one does. I think if you're projecting forward, we're just talking about on the field coaching, right? If you're projecting forward into, say, SEC coach rankings for next season, I would have Hugh Freeze in my top four of SEC coaches. I mean, I think you have to go Kirby one, Nick Saban two in the moment. We're not talking all time. Kirby one, Nick Saban two, Brian Kelly three, and I would have Hugh Freeze as my number four coach in the SEC going into next year. And, you know, they got him at a bargain price. We obviously know why that is. Hugh comes to town with baggage. He comes to town from Liberty. That allowed Auburn to get him at a good price. And I think he's going to fit the culture at Auburn. I think, you know, we know the scene at Auburn. They want a good football coach, but they also want someone who can glad hand and politic and hold court at the celebrity golf tournaments and cozy up to the boosters and turn on the Southern charm. Hugh Freeze can do all of that. And he's also a good football coach. For all the baggage that Hugh Freeze comes with, and obviously there's a wide range of opinions on whether that was too much that Auburn should or shouldn't have hired him. But for the baggage that he comes with, I think the fit actually is a really good one for Auburn. And I think, you know, one thing no one has ever questioned with Hugh Freeze is his coaching acumen. This is someone who whose coaching ability is widely respected. It's respected by the other head coach in that Iron Bowl rivalry. Nick Saban obviously has a lot of respect for Hugh Freeze's coaching ability. And Hugh Freeze beat him twice in five tries at Ole Miss. So I think he's going to recruit his tail off. He's obviously going to hit the portal hard. And I think from a coaching perspective, he makes a lot of sense for what Auburn needs.
Let's talk about the other side of that, Blake. And I don't know how much it really matters anymore, because I've never found that fans cared much about the coach's character as long as he wins. But the school stood up yesterday, the president, the athletic director, either in statements or in time behind the microphone, and saying they felt comfortable. They thoroughly vetted Hugh Freeze. I don't really know what that means. What does it mean to you?
I don't know what it means, but I hope it was a thorough vetting process. I mean, if anybody called for a thorough vetting process, Hugh Freeze would fall in that category, right? I'm not in the camp who believes that Hugh Freeze deserved a lifetime ban from the SEC for calling escorts while he was the coach at Ole Miss. That cost him his job. He resigned. He's apologized. He's moved on. He spent some time in the penalty box. Obviously, he was out of coaching for 2 years. He was at Liberty for 4 years. I think it was very appropriate that he had to spend several years outside the SEC. And there are some people who believe that that calling escorts while he was at Ole Miss should equate to a lifetime ban. And you add in the fact that his staff was flouting NCAA rules. To me, that conduct does not add up to a lifetime ban for Hugh Freeze. And we have to go on the evidence that we have. And that's what we know about Hugh Freeze, right? I think there are some naysayers out there who would make Hugh Freeze out to be something or someone that there's no evidence to support that. What we know about Hugh Freeze is that his conduct at Ole Miss cost him his job, as it should have. He spent time away from the league, and Auburn says it thoroughly vetted him, as you said, and it better well have, because, like I said, this is a coach who required vetting, and I hope that was a thorough vetting process. But what we know about Hugh, I fall in the camp that says, calling escorts and breaking NCAA rules does not equate to a lifetime ban from the SEC. I think there are certain coaches that I would say, do not belong in coaching anymore for the rest of their careers. For me, what we know about Hugh Freeze, I don't think that it goes that far that I would say that.
Not to turn this into a session of singling out coaches, but what would it take, what type of characteristics would it take for you to feel they should never coach again?
Well, I've written that Art Briles should not be in coaching again. When Grambling State attempted to hire Art Briles, I wrote a column about that. I think there's plenty of documentation, both from the NCAA and outside law firms, that would back up why I believe Art Briles should not be in college coaching again. And Brenda Tracy, when I spoke with her at that time, who's obviously a prominent voice for sexual assault survivors, I thought she put it very, very well when it came to Art Briles. She said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but she said it's one thing to give someone a second chance, but a second chance doesn't necessarily mean a second chance in coaching college athletics. And that's where I stand on Art Briles. I don't believe Art Briles deserves a second chance in coaching college football. But I think equating the situation at Baylor with what we know about Hugh Freeze, they're not equitable. That is not an apples to apples situation. What we know about Hugh Freeze that cost him his job at Ole Miss was that he's on record. His phone log showed he called escorts. He resigned. His staff was flouting NCAA rules. To equate that to other coaches and what they've done, I don't think that's fair. I think you have to take each coach on their circumstances and what they actually did and not paint with a broad brush here. I think, as I said, Art Briles would be someone who I would say, and not everybody would agree with that, but I would say that they do not belong in college coaching anymore, and he hasn't made his return to college coaching. That hire at Grambling got halted.
Blake, before you go, and I didn't want to bury something that you said earlier, but I wanted to think about it before we brought it back, because you gave a very thoughtful explanation when you said Kirby Smart was the best coach in the SEC today. You weren't talking about lifetime, but I would like to ask you about Nick Saban today, because what he has done is already baked into the cake. It's the best cake in the pastry shop. We all know that. But what is your thought? What are your thoughts, I should ask, about Nick Saban today as this regular season has ended for him?
I've been very, very hesitant to say the dynasty's over, right? I mean, so many times the folks in our industry have been guilty of that before. And I'm not going to fall into that. I don't know necessarily that the dynasty's over. I think the heyday of the Alabama dynasty is over. I'll say that. I don't think Alabama's going to go careening off a cliff here as long as Nick Saban is coach. I mean, here they are. They're sitting at number six in the rankings, and if you get really, really creative, you might be able to bend your mind into a way that will get them into the college football playoff. I don't buy that, but we're having this conversation in the week of the SEC championship game. So I think it is important to have some perspective here that they are 10-2. But I think the heyday of Alabama is in the rearview mirror. And I think part of that is due to what's happening at Georgia. You know, these things they're not mutually exclusive of each other. There has been another dominant power that has awakened in the SEC, and that has occurred at Georgia. And soon the divisions are going to be going away, and Alabama and Georgia are going to be playing every other year. And I think that's great for college football. But I also think this evolved landscape of the sport is probably going to make it a little more difficult for any team to have a dynastic run in the way that Alabama did under Nick Saban. And we were all wondering how this NIL and transfer portal structure would operate. It's a very, very small sample size, and we're still early days here. But I will say the early returns seem to be that it's sprinkled around the talent and maybe leveled the playing field just a smidge. I mean, without the immediate eligibility for transfers and probably without NIL, we wouldn't see Caleb Williams in position to have Southern Cal in the playoff and winning a Heisman Trophy very likely if he plays well in the Pac-12 championship. So I do think, you know, this evolved landscape makes it harder for anybody to do what Alabama's done. I'm not shoveling dirt on the Alabama dynasty, but I do think it's a changed world, and I do think the heyday of it, the pinnacle of it, is in the rearview mirror.
Fascinating thoughts from one of the best in the business, Blake Topmeyer from USA Today. Blake, many, many thanks. We appreciate it. We head to the break right now. More of your phone calls, your reaction to that, right after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back. We're all calls the rest of the way. We've had many, many guests. Very interesting guests, to say the least. Legend is up next.
What's going on, my black hat brother? What's going on, brother?
Legend, the man who has been discussed a few times today.
Yeah, I have, and I will address that in a second. I heard you on Torture and Rich this morning.
Oh, you did? They mentioned you that they know you pretty well up there in Boston.
Yeah, I'm about as well known as Larry Bird up there on Torture and Rich. Them guys would trip out to know that I've been a Boston Celtics fan most of my life, ever since the Baltimore Bullets betrayed the city and moved to Washington and became the Wizards. So all the way back to Joe White, Don Havlicek, Dave Collins, baby, back in the day, the old school. I just went over about 80% of the people this head right there. But I want to say this, Paul. You know, sometimes you just have to be a man and say you're wrong. And I was wrong yesterday. I want to apologize to you personally for putting you in that situation and apologize to Feinbaum Nation and to Legend Nation. You know, I apologize. You know, I crossed the line, and it was wrong what I did. And I'm man enough to say it, man. You know, sometimes you're wrong, and the criticism, it's been just, you know. It's been, you know, I agree with what they said. I crossed the line. I would never want to do nothing to hurt the show, man. I love you. I love the show. And I apologize personally to you and your staff for putting you in that situation and being so vulgar yesterday. The truth is, you know, I love God. You know, without God, you know, I wouldn't be nowhere in life. You know, a praying mama and God is the only reason that Legend's still living today, man. That's the only reason, you know. And I know I insulted God yesterday with my vulgarity, and I apologize to you and Feinbaum Nation. I was wrong, and I'm man enough to admit it, Paul.
Well, Legend, I appreciate that very much, and I had no doubt that that's exactly what you would have said today. And we'll move on. Let's sweep that away.
I appreciate that. That's what's so great about your show. It's like being a pitcher. You can throw a no-hitter one day and get shelled the next day. Oh, I gave up 10 runs in the first inning yesterday. You should have pulled me. You should have pulled me. I had my friend Bill Dooley tell me today that Auburn done traded a Cadillac for an old beat-up Ford. All right, I'm going to leave Hugh Freeze's personal life alone, but let's talk about that 18-21 record, Paul.
Okay.
Ain't that what his record is in the SEC?
I did look it up yesterday. I think you're right.
Yeah, 18-21. So that means Auburn would hire anybody that beat Nick Saban. If I beat Nick Saban in a high school game back 40 years ago, Auburn would be knocking on my door. Here's the thing. Hugh Freeze hired him. I talk about what a great thing it is. But what has he done other than beat Nick Saban? Hell, Jimbo Fisher did that. He beat Nick Saban. You know, some coach from Louisiana Monroe. Who was that to beat Nick Saban? I mean, is that the only thing it takes to become a $6 billion man? Is to beat Nick Saban one time? I mean, come on, man. Come on. I see a bunch of 8-5s and 9-4. I'm telling you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is they're going to have a couple 8-5, 9-4 season, and they're going to start saying, Cadillac. Cadillac. You should have never put him on your staff, because first time you have a couple bad seasons, they're going to be saying, well, let's bring Cadillac in as a head man and put you on the payroll with the rest of the coaches. So, Paul, you got TCU and you got USC. So, let me, the only way Alabama gets in, let me say if you agree, is USC gets beat and TCU gets curb stomped. Is that the only way we get in?
I think that is the only path remaining.
And I'll say this, Kansas State had TCU down 28-10 before their quarterback got hurt in the first contest I seen them play. They were beating the hell out of them before Adrian Martinez went down. So, I mean, it still could be chaotic, baby. It still could be chaotic. And before I get off, I'd like to say again to Fine Bomb Nation, I love y'all, love Paul, love the show. I was wrong yesterday, and I'm man enough to admit it. I'm over 40! I'm a man! I admit it! I was wrong, baby. The legend was wrong. I own it. Peace out, brother.
Legend. Andy is up next in Birmingham. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Very well.
Thank you for taking my call. I really want to commend Legend. I've told you before that I think he's an unfunny blowhard, and I still believe that's true. But, you know, I wasn't listening yesterday, so I have no idea what he said. But it takes a person that has at least some character to own up and apologize for something that they did wrong. But really what I wanted to address is some of your callers that are calling in and criticizing him and just constantly being homophobic towards him. I'm a proud open gay man, and there may not be many of us that listen to your show, but we do exist. And homophobic jokes just aren't funny. And quite frankly, we don't want Legend associated with us anyway. So I think people should knock off the homophobic jokes.
Andy, I appreciate your honesty, and I hear from a lot of people who do listen. We appreciate your phone call, and thank you very, very much.
Yes, sir.
You are certainly welcome here. Let's head to the break here. We have some news to share with you about one of our friends and colleagues, Roman Harper, among the next class in the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. It's in May. Carlos Dansby, just an amazing player down on the Plains. Larry Keenan, who was a basketball player in the 70s from Birmingham, played at Memphis. Jackie Sherrill made it, the former Alabama assistant, later coach at many places, including Mississippi State and Texas A&M. Gerald Wallace, a phenomenal basketball player at Alabama. And Roddy White, part of the class of 2023. We'll take a short break. Back with much more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, let's get back to the calls here. And Fred is in Memphis. Hey, Fred, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Haven't spoken to you in quite a while.
Wonderful to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. There's a couple of questions that I haven't heard asked concerning Hugh Freeze. And I have a little bit of experience and credibility in some areas since I was. First of all, I'll be 87 in June, and I worked as a sales manager. I was a sales manager for the largest consumer products company in the United States. I've also been involved, I don't know when you left Memphis, but the Memphis Mental Health Institute, which counsels drug addiction, alcohol addiction, gambling addiction, sexual addiction. Question that has not been asked yet, maybe I missed it. Coach Freeze, have you received counseling? Coach Freeze, have you and your wife received counseling? I haven't heard that. Maybe you have.
Yeah. By the way, I think that's an excellent question, and I have my own theories, which I will keep to myself, about what happened a couple years ago. And I think he alluded to it yesterday in our interview when he said that even before it became public, Fred, he began dealing with it with his wife. That told me something that I had not heard before. And then he said what you would have expected, that our marriage was good, now it's great. That, I'm sure, got some snickers among people out there, and I heard them. But that's fine. That's his story. I fell for it myself. And I don't mean to say that disparagingly, but I'm always rooting for a couple, as I'm sure you are, to
absolutely.
Overcome
and I would say,
difficulties.
I would say with that type of questions, I think we could make an assumption that he has received probably some counseling.
I'm betting on it short term. I think ultimately, and you're more of a I'm not a professional. You understand this. I think it would be a good question. I've always wanted to really have an in-depth conversation with Coach Freeze, not to be got you, but I think
no, Evans.
I think the more you hear about somebody's problems, the less you ever want to, the less it ever comes up again.
Well, there are certain type of addictions that are not 24/7.
No.
What I mean by that, they're not, you know, around the clock. And I had an experience with a sales rep that was a Friday through Sunday alcoholic. And I went to counseling with him, and I learned so much from counseling. So that was one of the reasons that I asked that question or made that comment that I had not heard that question asked. So we'll just assume
and Fred, I'll offer one more thing. I think, and again, Hugh Freeze has moved on. He's got the job he's always wanted.
Absolutely.
To,
absolutely.
I think it's I'll just quickly relate this to you. I sat with him a couple of years ago, and he went through the whole thing with me. And I did understand his journey, but I didn't ask questions. I listened, and I to this day I don't know whether that was just trying to get me on his side, whether it was cathartic. But I have a feeling Auburn did ask some of these questions, though.
I'm sure they did. As a professional job interview, I doubt if they would dance around an important question such as that. Now, we'll move on to Jumbo Fisher if we have time.
Okay.
In your experience, looking at some of your top head coaches in football throughout your career and their demeanor and their conduct on the sidelines, your real successful coaches, let's transfer over to Jumbo Fisher. Here is his demeanor on the sidelines. Of course, he's got his headset on. He's got his glasses hanging down. he's got his arms full of papers that he's juggling around. He's a glorified used car salesman. He has a difficult time communicating. His verbal skills are not very good. He gets excited. He gets carried away. And that's just an observation from an old school manager, an old school athlete, and an old school coach.
Fred, let's continue this conversation again. It's been too long. Thank you very much. Larry is up next.
What's going on, Fine Bum?
Larry.
I'm in a city oyster bar.
Larry, you're going to have to interpret that for me. What did you say?
It's an oyster bar. City oyster bar.
Oh, you're in an oyster bar.
Yeah, man. Come on down and eat some oysters with us.
I hope to. Larry, let me say this before we go, because you sound like you're in a submarine, a yellow submarine. Call us back when you get a better line. William is in Maryville.
Hello, Paul.
William.
Great call from Hollywood, Fred. But, you know, Paul, we can't expect – our politicians or even our preachers, you know, with with Jim Baker and the scandal at Liberty, and we can't expect those people to live the moral high ground. So I don't know why we expect our football coaches to. But, you know, one thing, I don't know if you noticed yesterday in Hugh Freeze's news conference, he used the word witnessed about four times. Did you catch that?
Unfortunately, I don't want to sound like Pete Thamel here, who didn't have time. I was watching it for a couple of minutes, and then I had to jump over and do a segment with Stephen A. Smith. So that is my excuse, but I did not hear that the same way you did.
Well, you know, the word witnessed, you know, has a very biblical connotation to it. He used it as if he was trying to create some sort of a biblical connotation to Auburn, and I found it to be very hypocritical. Very hypocritical. Frankly, if I was Auburn, I'd look at Cadillac Williams or Dion and say, that's a real human being, and we want a real human being coaching our kids. But, you know, again, you know, we'll see what happens with Hugh Freeze. I just found that terminology and the way he used it to just set up some red flags. But I want to say something, and I appreciate Legend's apology. I thought the call earlier from the guy that made the joke about McElroy and Legend to be very inappropriate. And, you know, Paul, you've got a lot of young kids that watch your show. They call in. And I think we callers have to be adults and have to stop the locker room humor. It's not appropriate for these young people that are watching this show. A lot of us don't want to hear it, and it needs to end.
Well said. Thanks, William. Thank you very, very much. Mike is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Well, you know, I haven't been able to listen all day because I've been at work. But, you know, Paul, I'm 46 years old. I've got three kids, one of which is a daughter who plays high school sports. And you had this USA Today guy on here shortly ago who said, well, it shouldn't be a lifetime ban from sports for calling escorts. He's missing the big picture, and I think y'all are too. It's about a lack of judgment. And he showed it when he called those escorts, and then he showed it again. Everybody said, well, he's been redeemed. He knew what he did was wrong. He's at liberty. If you read those direct messages, Paul, if my daughter was playing college sports and something happened to her and a head football coach direct messaged her uninvited and basically was bullying her into those text messages saying she owes him a reason why she needs to explain herself, that's bullying, Paul. That's a sexual assault victim being bullied by a head coach. I mean, is this where we are today in college athletics that a man – I'm 46 years old, Paul. I've never called an escort in my life, and I've never bullied
Mike,
a sexual assault victim.
I want to say this, and it's water under the bridge now, but I think the media, and we're all guilty of this, of painting like it was a one-time deal. I mean, there were 14 or 16 or 18 calls, and that's just the ones that we know about. And I don't think that's never been publicly explained. And that's why I have always said I would like full disclosure. Because once somebody, let's say I'm that guy, okay? And I say, yeah, that's true. I did that. I had an issue. Here's the issue I had. I was on a very bad path. I think then it's over with. But the problem for Hugh Freeze, it's not over. He's still going to have, this is still out there.
And when everybody says that he's over it and he went to Liberty, he's showing bad judgment.
No, you're right.
By contacting that young lady. I'm an Auburn graduate, and it makes me sick, Paul.
I'll make you a prediction, Mike. And the woman's name is Chelsea Andrews. She's been very public about it. She was at Liberty. We haven't heard the last of her.
And why does he think the entitlement that he can go contact her and demand that she explain to him what happened and why she's saying?
Well, and he said yesterday in an interview that he was wrong, but has he? I don't think he said he's. I don't think he's apologized.
So he
to
hadn't
her.
Learned from his behavior.
Right.
He hasn't. And then AL.com said that
that Auburn never talked to her.
No, that, and by the way, that
this whole thing makes me sick.
Mike, that is accurate. I confirmed that with the university. I asked an official down there, why didn't you talk to her? And they told me, I'll let them explain it since it was, I was trying to confirm whether or not they did talk to her, and they have not.
Well, I just feel like the whole world's going crazy. I mean, this is, you're supposed to set an example.
No, you're, listen.
And I agree, people make a mistake, and there shouldn't be a lifetime ban on them. But this is repeated bad decisions, and he's a bad person, and
well,
it shows a lot of
Mike,
bad
it's repeated behavior after he's already apologized.
Exactly, which means
and been rehabilitated at a Christian university. I hate to run off because Mike, we'll continue this. Unfortunately, we're very late, but thank you very much for the call. Tomorrow, a special guest, somebody who has never been accused of anything but exemplary character, and that's Sylvester Croom, who is going into the College Football Hall of Fame next week. He also coached Carnell Williams in the NFL. We'll talk to Coach Croom tomorrow. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.